This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And Mary, we had to have you back because everybody was so blown away by you and Dave last week. Dave's story is, I mean, what a story. For those of you that have not heard Mary Carter, Mary Lopez Carter, the story is just such a, it's such an inspirational story. How a wife who is madly in love with her husband, who has, who finds out that he has an incurable brain tumor. And what does she do then? And so your story led to, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, it led you to a journey down a road to explore all the options. And you didn't care what they were. You wanted answers. You wanted some changes. You wanted results. And you were able to find all of that with the wonderful world of CBD and cannabis.
Yes, and thank you for that, by the way. It continues to be a journey of healing for Dave, because although he still has recurring tumors and still doctors don't know much about it, we continue with his protocol and then add things as we learn things, you know, like ivermectin and serrapeptase and natokinase and all these other wonderful supplements. And, of course, boosting his immune system is really important, not just for him, but for anybody who's listening, because this is flu season and we are susceptible to those viruses that are out there. So, yes, we continue to do our research, our due diligence to keep Dave healthy and alive. And so far it's working.
I think it's awesome. Tell me a little bit in the beginning part of the story, because I think there are still naysayers and people that are saying, I don't know if it will work for me. I tried it once. You know, we hear that all the time. It's not for me. Well, why not? Why wouldn't it be for you? I have an acquaintance who fell down the other day. It's been very icy, a lot of black ice around here. And she fell. And we have a lot of bricks in downtown Boston. A lot of our sidewalks are bricks. And so, you know, when it's icy and bricks are missing, you're going to fall. I mean, it's just, you fall when it's not icy. And she really bruised her body. And she shared with me that without the CBD, without her Delta 8, and without her topicals, she would have been in, she didn't break anything, but she would have been, it would have taken her much longer to heal. And thank goodness nothing did break. But I also have two friends that both broke shoulders a couple of weeks ago, and both of them had to have operations over it. So, and why are they not understanding that the CBD could be helping them in the recovery? So we have a long way to go in this country, Mary, educating people about the use, not the abuse. We're not talking about passing a joint around. I want to make it really clear. There is such a distinction, and you need to have the contrast. We need to understand the contrast between THC and CBD. And if you could just give us an educational lesson on that, because I think it's really important we understand what the distinctions are.
So THC, which actually the full name is Delta 9 THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the psychoactive part of the cannabis plant. Both the hemp plant and the marijuana plant are cannabis plants. They look the same, smell the same on the outside. On the inside, it's a completely different story. The hemp plant's very rich in CBD, though. Very little delta-9 THC, so it's not going to make you high if you take a product that is from the hemp plant. So people have this misconception that, oh my gosh, I'm going to get high if I take CBD. It's the devil's weed and all of this stuff. And that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, CBD is just the opposite, is antipsychotic. So, for example, if somebody had way too much pot, they smoked too much pot, they ate a pot brownie, they ate the whole brownie instead of just the bite, and they get sick, they could take some CBD and kind of quell and bring down that high that they're experiencing because it's antipsychotic. It tends to want to compete with those feel-good receptors in the brain and just kind of brings down the high. So it's very medicinal.
Mary, explain to us what happened with the story of cannabis and how it became such, because from what I've been told and the history that I have read about, cannabis was actually used by doctors. So how did we go from a plant that has been used for thousands of years in ceremonial at the altar with King Solomon in cultures all over this world? How did we go from there to the stigma that we have with it today?
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Hemp used to grow on the side of the road, even, and animals were eating hemp, and we were eating the animals that were eating hemp. So we were getting some of those cannabinoids in our system, which we need, naturally. And when that was, it's a long story, but when that was banned in favor of, you know, growing hemp instead of using hemp for rope, growing trees for paper, it all started like 100 years ago. It's just, it's going a long way. And then, of course, it became Schedule I drug in the 70s, and it was demonized even further. Without proper knowledge or education about, you know, the benefits of this plant.
It's so sad because I watched a major television star, on one of the major networks, talking about, I'd rather have my alcohol any day of the week. You know, that stuff, that funny stuff is just too funny for me. And the comments that he made. And I just wanted to, I was so infuriated, I wanted to call the producer and just give them hell and say, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. You consider yourself to be one of the bright stars of your network, and you don't even have a clue what you're talking about. And I think that that's my frustration where we are today, and that's why I continue to hound on the educational piece.
Well, we don't like to self-medicate. People like alcohol, or they like smoking cigarettes, or exercise actually is the best one, but there are different, yoga, you name it. We all like to self-medicate in some form. And unfortunately, there are those people. I have those customers who say, oh no, I'm just here to support my husband, but I just prefer to drink alcohol. In the meantime, they're damaging their liver. Alcohol prevents your body from absorbing nutrients, your vitamins, everything in your stomach. It's not good. It has bad side effects. And as opposed to CBD, which is beneficial, it's a benevolent plant, and it actually does good things for your body instead of bad things for your body. And I just, you know, I do come across people like that who just can't distinguish between the two. They just think it's, again, it's that stigma that cannabis is bad, but alcohol is good.
Exactly. And the interesting piece of this story is that many years ago, I I used to teach DWI classes, and if you were caught driving and drinking, you'd have to go through a course. And so I've become very knowledgeable through the years of alcohol dependency and alcohol use. And what most people may not be aware of is that when you are a drug addict and you go through withdrawal, you will not die from the withdrawal of drugs. If you're an alcoholic and you go through the withdrawal of alcohol, you absolutely can die. You can go through the DTs. And that's a fact that nobody really understands or knows. We have to get ready for a quick break, but tell everyone how they can reach you. And by the way, Frankie10, Mary is generous enough to get 10% off. So go ahead and give the information.
CarolinaHempHut.com, or you can call me at 855-HEMP-OIL, 855-436-7645.
We'll take a quick break and be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
online. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk HZ, an educational odyssey, and one of my favorite people. I don't think I've met anyone in all the years I've been doing this show that is more passionate and more educated than you are about CBD, Mary. And you really are an ambassador for CBD. We should call you Ambassador Mary because you really are. You are absolutely right on, spot on. Okay, do me a favor.
Okay.
You talk to so many people. What are the biggest reasons people come to Carolina Hemp Hut? Or they call?
Number one is sleep. And sleep is so important for the body because that's when your body heals and repairs itself. That's the number one. Number two would be anxiety. Depression, PTSD, or ADD, ADHD, and then pain. Those are the big three right there. And CBD can help with all of it, and all of it at the same time, which is so wonderful.
For someone that has never taken CBD, we always talk about start slow and hydrate, drink a lot of water. We should be hydrating all day long anyway. There should be a glass of water. It doesn't matter if it's winter, spring, summer, fall. We should be drinking water, and more hydration is critical because our brains need water. We just need water. So, Mary, this is the thing. People are not understanding. How are they going to feel, and what are they going, and how do they take the product? That's the big thing, the big questions.
Dosing is always an issue. When I have people come and ask me, well, I've taken it, I think it worked, or it didn't work, I always ask, did you take more of it, or maybe add other cannabinoids to your protocol? And they always say, no, they just follow the instructions on the box. And that's good. It's a good starting point. But no one bothered to educate them that you can't overdose on CBD. You cannot become addicted to CBD. And by all means, increase your dosage. Because it could stay in your system a day or two, or it can stay in your system 2 or 4 hours. That's a big difference. So you have to play around with the dosing.
Right. I just have one of the things that I want people to know, and this is really important to the conversation. It is 2024. You should not be suffering. There is no reason you should be tossing and turning at night. Now, some of us take melatonin, and it does the opposite. It keeps us up. I couldn't figure it out years ago. I would take this melatonin on the plane to sleep, and I'd be wide awake. It finally dawned on me. I'm one of those people that there were some few of us that it doesn't work, or you wake up groggy, or you wake up half an hour after you take it. You know, you're just never going to find the right balance. And I love melatonin. And there are some wonderful CBD products that actually do have melatonin in them. But melatonin alone doesn't work for me. I can tell you that the nights that I'm tossing and turning, one gummy from Mary's store, one puts me right in La La Land until the morning, and I'm refreshed, and I wake up rearing to go and to get on with my day. Now, there are some forms of CBD, Mary, that you can take during the day. And so it gets, it does get a little confusing for people. But no one should be tossing and turning and taking, in my opinion, highly addicted and very toxic medications that are out there today for sleep. They really are, Mary. You know that and I know that. They're so bad. And they're not good for the kidneys, the liver. They're just not good for the body.
Well, there are sleep products such as, I think it's Wellbutrin and others that actually they don't make you sleepy. It's kind of like it makes you forget that you're awake. And I've had stories, many stories, which is really scary, anecdotal, of course, where people have gotten up in the middle of the night, bought things online, gotten in their car, cooked, did all kinds of things, and don't remember. So to me, that sounds like it's affecting the memory part of your brain. But that's scary. That's a very scary side effect of a sleep product. And you're not going to get that when you're taking botanicals. So, you know, why not give something a try that is benevolent, that is good actually for your body, than something that has these side effects? Read the label, read the side effects of those prescription medications, and you're going to be very surprised that there's a lot, and there's a lot that is quite scary and dangerous even.
Yes, and dangerous. I'm glad you mentioned that. And there are some people, Mary, that need a little bit of help with CBD at night for sleep. And then there are those of us that sleep pretty good most of the time, but have those occasional toss and turn nights. And then there are people that have chronic pain and they're taking the NSAIDs, and those non-steroidals are so, people have no idea what they're doing to our insides. You can die from internal bleeding, by the way. And a lot of people do. And they don't realize that that's what they died from. They're addicted to these pain pills. They take 2, 3, several times in a day. That they're not meant to be taken like that. They're not candy.
Yes, especially if you go read the box, the label on ibuprofen. I invite everybody to just go open up their cupboard and read the side effects of just basic NSAIDs. And they're going to be surprised. I think most people probably don't bother to read it.
No, I think you're right.
Because once you start reading and educating yourself, you go, oh, wait a minute.
I didn't know that. Yeah, exactly. Right?
Exactly. We just trust that it's been approved by the FDA, therefore it's okay to take. And taking a little more, maybe it's a little better, but, you know, that's not necessarily true.
And daily, they're taking them daily. So if you are someone who has chronic pain, listen to Mary, or even better, call Mary. Call Mary or call one of Mary's people and try different. There's so many different ways to take CBD. There's tinctures, there's gummies, there's topicals. You name it, and you have a product for them.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're almost out of time. Mary, this is always so fascinating with you. I just absolutely respect you so much. Ambassador Mary Lopez Carter, give us the best website, and Frankie 10% off. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, Frankie 10, coupon code CarolinaHempHut.com, 855-HEMP-OIL.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mary. We'll be in touch.
This is
Frankie Boyer. We have one more segment. We have a couple more segments. We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk, A2Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Mary Lopez Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's always such a pleasure to welcome you. There's been lots of problems with dispensaries and contamination, and it's making headlines and it's making news, and obviously a disturbing story. And I just would love your take before we get into our subject today of all good things CBD.
Absolutely. And do you want me to comment on your dispensary? Which article did you read?
It was, I think it was MJ Biz.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Well, I can tell you that I got a call a few weeks ago from a girlfriend of mine whose ma, whose friend, her friend has a young daughter with a lot of pain. And the mom was desperate. She said the Tramadol wasn't working for her. She was in a lot of pain. I'm going to go get my daughter some CBD. And went to a tobacco store. Well, they sold her 300 milligrams of something. That's all it said. It had no real ingredients list. Probably for sure no lab analysis associated with that product. But when the daughter took it, it really messed her up badly. She was hallucinating. She felt sick. She was vomiting and constantly vomiting. They took her to the hospital. They had to call 911 and just take her to the hospital. She was having a very bad reaction to whatever they gave her. And I actually hear this story quite a lot from people that are getting their stuff from gas stations, convenience stores, and the like. And yeah, that's dangerous. They don't know what they're consuming. They assume that because they bought it at a store that it's a good product.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. And, yeah, that's very scary.
So I'm not sure it was MJ Biz, so I don't want to say that. But I read it somewhere recently that it was they were very concerned about this. So tell me your thoughts about how, if we are very much wanting to be experimenting and trying a reputable product, how do we share with everyone today that this is not about going to a gas station? That if you, and I use the analogy that as a baker and as someone who loves good quality food in my home, I am very suspect when I see a lot of artificial ingredients in a product. And my red flag goes up, and I don't want it in my home. So I can only imagine the labeling. Explain to us about the labeling, and then let's talk about how do we find a reputable place.
Well, yeah, so you want a label, you want in your label, you want to look at the ingredients list and see how many milligrams of actual cannabinoids are in there, what other ingredients are in there, such as is it pectin-based or gelatin-based? Those that are vegan are not going to want gelatin-based. Are they using artificial food colorings? I have a product that has, they use spirulina and beet juice and things like that to color their products. So, and the things that they sweeten it with could be monk fruit. You don't want stevia. Well, you can have stevia, but you don't want the other artificial sweeteners that are bad for you. So look at the ingredients list. You can also ask for certificate of analysis. I recently did a video on how to choose the right product. Ask for the certificate of analysis. We carry it for all of our products, and you want to make sure that the facility is GMP ISO certified facility whenever possible, so that it's more like a medical grade product and a good clean facility.
Right.
You just have to do your due diligence and then look at the reviews that people are posting up for that particular company too, and what they're saying. They're saying good things, not bad things, like the lady with her daughter who was sent to the hospital.
Right. Let me ask you something. For someone new to this program, and they are having the tossing and the turning at night, they don't know what to do anymore, they don't know what to take, they tried to, how many times have you heard, oh, I tried that CBD and it just didn't work? Well, that was a while ago. a lot has changed in the world of CBD. You have been curating and finding products to support a natural way of living because of your husband and what your husband, Dave, has gone through in his journey, his health journey. So this is more than just owning a company. This is your passion. This is your mission. This is something as a mother, I say this all the time, as a mother, a grandmother, and a wife, that you are truly committed to.
And that's absolutely true. So everything that I bring into my store, I think about my family first. Do I want to bring this product to somebody's daughter, you know, like that lady? I want to bring in products that I would give to my own family, period. Don't want to cause any harm. It's about the healing. I want people to feel better and heal and do it in a natural way. And this is a natural product. And when you compare that to pharmaceuticals with, you know, the side effects that are associated with that, this is the most benign plant you will ever come across with the most therapeutic benefits you'll ever see across the board.
Very, very powerful plant. I know that you've used it therapeutically for your husband. I have a friend in Australia who is fighting a very, very serious brain tumor that is using CBD as well. And I think that it's important for everyone to understand that when used properly and when you have a conversation with someone who is knowledgeable, that it could make a big difference in your life.
And especially for those who have cancer, like with Dave, who had such a rare cancer that the doctors didn't know how to treat it. And, you know, there's some studies out there that CBD causes apoptosis, which is the cell death of those tumors. And I was actually talking with a doctor. I was interviewed by a doctor who prescribed CBD for one of his patients who had to go into a nursing home. She had pancreatic cancer and was given 6 months to live. But he took care of her other medications and added CBD, high-dose CBD, and she actually lived 4 more years. He was blown away because they had given her 6 months to live. And the only difference was that she was taking, you know, full-spectrum, high-dose CBD on a daily basis.
Right, right. That's the other question I have for you. How do you know? This is a whole new world that we're in. So how do you know what's the right amount to take? How do you know, should you take it daily? Because we always talk about this. My endocannabinoid system can be totally depleted. I'm very intuitive, so I know when I need CBD. I know it. I just know it. My body tells me because I listen to my body. And it's fairly regularly, almost daily, that I get a little bit of CBD because, you know, stress is a big part of this story, Mary. Stress is a huge part of this story. So the more stress you're under, in my opinion, the more CBD you probably need. But if you've been really stressed for a very long time, your body is going to be deficient in CBD, correct? And all of the endocannabinoid system is going to be depleted.
Well, when your body is constantly in that fight or flight, and depending on the stress level, right, and the type of stress and the type of trauma that you're dealing with, yes, you're going to need more CBD. And that's something that you kind of have to play around with. I kind of know from all the years that I've been doing this what people need as far as, well, if they have something minor, some aches and pains, a little bit of anxiety, things like that, we can start off with a low dose, 20 milligrams per day to and up. But if you have cancer or Parkinson's or anything like that, then you need more of it. And we just worked with a protocol for them for something that's more severe.
Cool. That makes a lot of sense. We've got to get ready for a break. When we come back, we will continue. Mary, tell everybody how they can find products from your locations, the different locations you have, and how people can, you can even talk to somebody. Go ahead and give out all that information.
CarolinaHempHut.com, CarolinaHempHut.com, 855-436-7645, 855-HEMP-OIL.
Wonderful. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer will return.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor, right, and use your insurance. Well, what would you do if you had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem, just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons to call the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-262-4690. That number again, 800-262-4690. Call today, 800-262-4690.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you join us today. And I was just telling Mary during the break that that was such a good, important segment because we need information, Mary. We need this kind of information. We need to become educated. The power is in knowing. And anyone out there that is saying, I don't know, this stuff and blah, I don't want to take drugs, there's... that is the biggest problem because it isn't a drug. CBD is not a drug. And you're getting some of the ingredients that you find in CBD and some of the herbs that you're using in your kitchen.
You are correct that CBD is a medicine. And it's a botanical that actually works with those other things that you find in your medicine cabinet. So, for example, you have some sleep issues. Some people take chamomile tea, lemon balm, kava, other things like that, right? Just things that are calming, relaxing. But
right.
You do that with CBD, and now you have a nice cocktail.
Exactly. Just as you're drinking a tea, I love tea, a very full-bodied flavored tea. And for someone who cannot drink coffee, which is, I love coffee, but my body is allergic to it. So I make the best and I find dandelion tea, which kind of tastes like coffee. It's all my brain, but it works for me. You have to find that level and that place that works for you, correct?
It does take experimenting because, again, everybody's body is different. And there, you may already have things like dandelion that you know works for you, but mix that dandelion with some of your CBD and see what happens. It tends to amplify the effects of those other botanicals. I'm starting to see a lot of CBD now with functional mushrooms like lion's mane and cordyceps. And
yes, I've been reading about this. Yes, tell us about this lion's mane.
So lion's mane is just, it's a mushroom. And it's good for, I get them all confused, so pardon me for that. But there's lion's mane, cordyceps, turkey tail, reishi, and they all do different things. It's relaxing. Some of it's good for focus. And we have blended products that have CBD and a little extra THC as well for those who need more relaxation especially.
Yes.
But, wow, what a great product. Some people use them as an alternative to coffee. You've probably seen those mud water and what have you that are but it's very medicinal. So that's exciting to see these other things coming to the market that are natural and that help you. But anything you put with CBD just seems to work a little better.
And if you are wondering, how do I even know what to do? How do I even find the right connections? That's where someone like Mary Carter comes in because this is what you do. You're a consultant. You're a CBD consultant. You talk with people all day long. You advise people on how they should go about finding the combinations or the products. It's not, and I want people to know that this is not the snake oil. This is not going to fix and cure everything. But if used properly, it will make your life easier. It will give you some relief from pain, could help with sleeping issues, could help with focus issues. It does have so many benefits.
And for me, for example, I don't have pain, but I have ADD. So I love a product that I carry that has a 1-to-1 ratio of CBD and CBG. CBG is very well known for pain, but it's really also good for focus. So it's, you'll see this with the lion's mane and all those reishi, all those other mushroom blends as well that help with focus. But I just pop one every morning and my head is more clear and it actually kind of gives me a little boost of energy. And I'm not really sure that I could even call it energy. It's like, oh, I feel so good. I want to do more kind of sensation, feeling. But it's great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And these are products that we as lay people would not know about, the CBG and the CBN and all of the different, so many new varieties are out today. So that's why I said at the beginning, the CBG that you were taking years ago is no longer the CBG that you're taking today. It's very different. It's been created differently. And well, I think this is very exciting.
Oh, it's super exciting because according to all these studies that are coming out, for example, there's one, a minor cannabinoid called CBT, and that one is good for glaucoma patients and also menstrual cramps.
Oh, it's called CBT?
Yes.
With a T?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
I know.
Okay. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, see, this is why every time we talk to Mary Carter, it is an educational odyssey because we just find out so much more that we didn't have before, we didn't understand before. So this is great stuff, Mary. This is so important. And there used to be, years ago, one of my mentors in my holistic health show was the late Burton Goldberg, and he was just an extraordinary man, and he said, if there's anything out there, alternative medicine can fix it. Just like regular mainstream medicine. Give it a shot. But you gotta look and do the research, and you gotta study it, and you have to understand there are alternatives and possibilities out there. And he would hammer this in his fabulous voice that he had. I didn't do a good job imitating him. But that's what this is about. It's about educating people, and that's why it's always so great to have you with us. Almost out of time, but if you are curious about any of the things, give Mary, her team, a call or check it out. And that is really very, very important stuff. And go ahead and give out that information.
CarolinaHempHut.com, CarolinaHempHut.com. And 855 hemp oil.
And once again, as always, it's about getting the information and making the right decision. Understanding options, Mary, isn't it? It's all about the options that we have and that's available. So thank you so much once again. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.